Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Mac Wolf, your host, McCorley Matthew. That's me as usual. And my co-host on the other line, Willie Boy, William Rameau. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Tonight is a special show. We're going to have, it's how it's March Madness at this time. And, you know, college basketball teams are fighting it out to advance to the next round, to go to the Final Four, to win the NCAA Men's Basketball Division I Championship. And I thought, since we had some success with the Super Bowl Babe, the Super Babe Bowl back in February or late January, I decided, hey, why not do our own March Madness? Let's have a old school versus new school female celebrity 64 women tournament. You know, what better way to, you know, to get into that March Madness than to have a tournament with all the female celebrities that we've had a crush on past and present. So tonight, you know, we're gonna have that tournament. We're gonna announce the 64 women who's gonna be in the tournament, and you know, tonight's gonna be part one. You know, we're only gonna do the first two or three rounds, and then next week we'll finish the rest of the tournament and do the remaining rounds, because I don't think tonight we're gonna have time to finish, you know, all the rounds tonight. So we'll get to some of the matchups tonight. And Will, you pumped up, man? You ready for this?
You know it.
All right, so let's get started.
And remember, I don't know any. You didn't tell me beforehand.
No, I didn't.
But it'll be, so this will be a surprise for you folks as well as me.
Oh yeah. All right, let's start with the new school girls, since you know they're present right now. So here's the 32 girls.
Let me ask you a question. So is it split off evenly, like old school versus new school, or
exactly? Gonna have 32 new school girls and 32 old school girls. So it's gonna be split even down the line, and each in the first round, each new school girl has to face an old school girl. No new school girl could face a new school girl, and no old school girl could face an old school girl in the first round. It has to be split.
All right,
so let me first announce to you the new school girls. We got Katy Perry. We got Mila Kunis, Christina Hendricks, Jennifer Lawrence, Scarlett Johansson, Kate Upton, Rihanna, Sofia Vergara, Zoe Deschanel, Julianne Hough, Kaylee Cuoco, Adriana Lima, Emma Stone, Blake Lively, Taylor Swift, Bar Raffaelli, Jessica Alba, Minka Kelly, Zoe Saldana, Miranda Kerr, Kat Dennings, Hannah Simone, Beyonce, Amanda Seyfried, Maria Menounos, Olivia Munn, Eva Mendes, Erin Andrews, Lisa Guerrero, Nicole Scherzinger, Jessica Biel, and Kim Kardashian to round out the 32 girl new school girl.
Man, that's a cool show. Damn. Man.
Yeah.
Man, now. this is like 2012 Heat versus you know the Bulls of 98 or something, man.
And now here's the old school girl, and this is gonna be even more deadly.
Damn.
All right, we got for the old school girls: Salma Hayek, Halle Berry, Penelope Cruz, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Gisele Bündchen, Pamela Anderson, Carmen Electra, Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Aniston, Christina Applegate, Rosie Perez, Christina Milian, Jennifer Lopez, Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Suzanne Somers, Lucy Lawless, Kerry Russell, Nicole Eggert, Tyra Banks, Sandra Bullock, Hilary Duff, Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, Melissa Joan Hart, Demi Moore, Alyssa Milano, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I was waiting for that.
Annika Kournikova, Christy Swanson, and to round out the the list of old school girls, Catherine Zeta-Jones. So there's your lineups.
Man, I don't know how you choose. This is an impressive list.
Yeah, so, hey, let's get to it, man. Let's get to the tournament. All right, so you know how it works, Will. Like last week, like we did the Super Bay Bowl. So, you know, we, in order for a girl to advance, you know, we have to agree. If we can't agree, then the tiebreaker is going to be which girl has the best stuff. And whoever has the best stuff out of those two girls advances to the next round. All right, so here we go. 64-woman tournament, old school girl versus new school girls. Let the best woman win. All right, so we got first matchup. Katy Perry versus old school Catherine Zeta-Jones. Who you got?
Darn. Oh, man. Whew. Man. Darn.
This one's pretty tough.
That is tough, man. Man.
Talking Katy
about
Perry,
vintage,
and pretty
talking
girl.
About vintage Zorro.
Yeah, exactly.
Versus Teenage Dream right there.
Yeah, Catherine Zeta-Jones has some big, she had some nice boobies back in the day.
That look good, man. Damn, Katy Perry, I mean, she's coming on strong nowadays too, man. Damn.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I love Katy Perry. I love Catherine Zeta-Jones, but
I think I know who I'm going to pick too. It's a tough choice, but I'm going to have to pick Catherine Zeta-Jones, even though Katy Perry is hot right now. But
really? Wow.
Yeah, we're going
to... I'm going to go with Katy Perry on this one. Wow. I'm going to go with Katy Perry.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, it's a tough one, man.
It's a tough one, but, hey, like we said, you know, when we can't agree on something, we have to go who has the best stuff. And I think Katy Perry slightly has better stuff than Catherine Zeta-Jones. What do you think?
I'd have to agree with you on that.
She does look like she has the bigger boobies, you know, than Zeta-Jones. So, looks like Katy Perry's got to advance for this one, man.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I love Catherine Zeta-Jones, you know, Katy Perry is the bomb right now. So, and, you know, she's single. So,
yep.
Her brothers still have a chance right now.
You have some compelling arguments. I have to rescind my argument and agree with you.
Yeah, so you got to go with Katy. So Katy Perry advances to the next round. All right, next matchup, Mila Kunis versus Christy Swanson. Who you got?
Man, I mean, they're both fine, you know. I know the tiebreaker, Christy would win, but I got to pick Mila. I mean, they're both fine girls, but Mila, she got that X factor, man.
Oh, man, this is a tough one.
I got to pick Mila, even though, you know, if it went to a tiebreaker, she would lose by your stipulation. But you know what? I'm sticking with Mila.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with Mila on this one also. I think Mila, I mean, I love Christy Swanson, the original
Buffy.
The Vampire Slayer.
So,
you know,
so my words right out of my mouth. The original Buffy gets staked in this round.
But Mila, man, if I had to pick between, you know, she's hot, man. I'd make the crap out of her, man. But yeah, I gotta agree with you. I gotta go with Mila.
Yep.
All right. So Mila advances to the next round. Next matchup, Christina Hendricks versus Anna Kournikova. Who you got?
Man.
This is a tough one.
This is a tough one for real.
Man.
Wow. Like that old school song says, let me clear my throat. Oh, man. Guess what I'm about to say? Answer. I just, you know, it's like the other girls, you know, trying to convince me in my mind.
Anna, like, she's one of the sexiest female athletes you will ever see.
I know.
Ever.
You know what? Yeah, Christina, I mean, same thing. I mean, Christina Hendricks is out right now, but I mean, yeah, I got it. On the X Pack, I mean, Anna Kovacal, man, she was. So I have
she
to take
the
her.
Bomb.
Yeah,
I gotta agree with
but
you.
She wasn't that great on the court, on the tennis court, but
she was sexy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta agree with you, man. Christina Hendricks, she has some big boobies, but I gotta go with Anna, man. I just wanted to. I was jealous when Enrique, you know. Well, Enrique is still banging her.
Isn't he still banging her?
Yeah, he's still banging her as of this moment. But, you know, I'm jealous of the guy, man. And back in the 90s, you know, I had a major crush on her. You know, she was one of the sexiest girls, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I gotta go with Anna Kournikova, man. So I'm with you there.
So far, was it like, what is it, 2-1 old school or something? Let me try to think of the math in my head.
It looks like, 2-1, the new school girls, it's new school girls that are leading so far, 2-1. So Katie and Mila advanced to the second round.
Oh, yeah, Anna, you're right.
That's one for her, so. Mm-hmm. So far, getting close. All right. I know this is going to be a really big decision for you. Jennifer Lawrence versus Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, man. There
you go.
Man.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, man. There's something about her. I remember I told you, like, when I first saw her, she was on one of those soap operas.
All My Children.
She had dark hair back in the day.
Yeah. I have to. I mean, like, Jennifer, I mean, she's hot right now, but. I mean, you combine that with Buffy. I mean, you gotta give her the edge.
Old school Buffy, man. I love that, man. Then again, Jennifer Lawrence is like, she's so cute.
Yeah, she is. That is
so
true.
Cute. So pretty and cute.
That is true. But man, I gotta go old school on this one. But it's close. But
yeah, I gotta go with Sarah Michelle Gellar. I gotta go with that, man. There was always something about her that I just loved, you know. She didn't have the big breasts like these other girls, and she didn't really have that much stuff. But she had a pretty face, her body was fine, you know, and she was Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you know. That's what.
And the swag.
Yeah, you know.
She's the Slayer. What?
Yeah, so I gotta go with you there. So Sarah Michelle Gellar moves on to the next round.
Yeah, Patriot in this one, too.
Yeah.
But I guess she didn't make the cut somehow.
Yeah.
So I guess everybody can't.
Well, there's another tough matchup coming up here. It's Scarlett Johansson against Alyssa Milano.
Damn. You know what?
I'm
a fan of
Alyssa
both of these
Milano.
Girls. Yeah, see, we're agreeing. You don't even have to say the same sentence. I mean, back in the days, this was the woman back in the day, but I gotta go with Scarlett.
Scarlett, yeah, man, come on. Scarlett is fucking fine, man, with the big boobies. And
she would have won in the tiebreaker, too.
Exactly.
We got to that, so.
Yeah, regardless.
I mean, they're, you know, both fine ladies, but even in the tiebreaker, she would have won, so.
Oh, yeah, like, Alyssa, like, you know, she who's the boss days I had a crush on her, but, like, when she, on Charmed, man, that's when she was. She was, wow, she had looks on Charmed.
Oh, yeah, for real.
Yeah, but gotta go with my girl Scarlett there, man.
Yeah,
can't be true.
I agree with you. Everything you said, I agree with you 100%.
All right, so Scarlett moves on. Next bracket, Kate Upton versus Demi Moore. Who you got?
Man, both were hot, but, man, I think Kate right now, I mean, I think she's slightly...
Yeah.
No, above her, so I have to go new school on this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I got to go with Kate Upton. You know, like, I mean, Demi Moore, you know, had a crush on her also back in the day. You know, Breakfast Club, you know,
right.
Some of those other John Hughes films that she was in.
Right.
You know,
Say Almost Fire.
Say Almost Fire, that's another movie, you know, but... Kate Upton, man, she's the reigning supreme champ right now, and
old school,
I don't think anyone could beat her.
That would have been a supreme upset. The Super Bowl champ getting knocked out.
Yeah, nah, I gotta go with Kate Upton, man. I'll bang the crap out of her over Demi Moore. Sorry. Alright, so Kate Upton advances. So, next bracket, we got Rihanna versus Melissa Joan Hart. Who you got?
Wow. And they're both fine.
I gotta go with Melissa Joan Hart, man. I mean, I love Rihanna, but she's too crazy. I mean, just her, that is like, that would stop me from banging her. You know, she's hot,
yeah,
don't get me wrong, but
yeah,
you know, Melissa Joan Hart, you know, Sabrina the Teenage Witch days?
Yeah. Yeah,
I want her to put a spell on me, man.
I can't argue with you, man. I was gonna try to see if I could, you know, get past that, you know. But yeah, you're right, man. We're in agreement.
Melissa Joan Hart, yeah. So yep. She moves on. So far, we're in agreement. You know, so far.
So far.
It's gonna get tougher as we go along.
Yeah.
Next bracket. Sofia Vergara versus Drew Barrymore. Who you got?
They're both, obviously, both fine ladies, but I'm gonna pick Sofia.
Wow.
I'm gonna disagree.
Old school Drew Barrymore. I mean, come on now, man.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I gotta go with Drew Barrymore in this one. Sorry.
All right, now we're definitely gonna feud for this one. This is the dispute right here.
Well, you're going with Sofia Vergara. I'm going with Drew Barrymore now. Who has more stuff?
I think I win there.
An edge would be Sofia Vergara because it looks like she has bigger boobs than Drew Barrymore, and she has more of a body. So, yeah, man.
And
Sofia Vergara, unfortunately, she advances. I'm with my girl Drew to go, but
yeah, I mean,
like we said,
it's a tough one.
Yeah, the stuff is a tiebreaker, so Sofia Vergara advances to the next round. All right, we got, in the next bracket, Zooey Deschanel versus old school Cameron Diaz. Who you got?
Wow, okay, both fine girls, but old school mask. What's the name of the movie again? My Best Friend Winning? Cameron Diaz, man, you cannot beat her. I'm sorry. As far as Zooey is, I'm sorry.
Nah, I disagree, man. I disagree.
We're going to go to a feud then.
Cameron Diaz was always, she was pretty girl. She's a pretty girl. But Zooey Deschanel, I think she's cuter. Yeah, she's prettier than Cameron Diaz.
Back in the days?
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, you know, Cameron Diaz was hot. But the mask kind of made her sexier than she really was, you know. And, you know, then you saw her in Everyone Likes Mary or whatever that movie was with...
Ben Stiller.
And you saw that she wasn't really that sexy. She was good-looking, but she wasn't as sexy as, you know, the mask made her out to be. So,
could have fooled me.
I mean, yeah. I mean, she's... Don't get me wrong. She's fine, you know, but I got to go with Zooey Deschanel.
But, yeah, but Zooey does have that cute, you know, like, I guess... AJ, you know, like, cool chick.
Yeah.
But, nah, yeah. I gotta go old school.
Uh-oh. We gotta go to stuff here.
Yep.
Okay,
I will win on that, too.
Zooey Deschanel. Who has more stuff? That's close.
Nah,
that's pretty close.
I think Cameron Edges are out.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta see a picture. I gotta see a double take on this.
Well, you better make it quick.
Yeah, looking at my pictures, I'm looking at it does look like Cameron does have slightly more stuff than her. So, yeah, Cameron moves on this one with the stuff. Yeah, I want to go. Damn it, man.
Man, you made a tough. You really made a tough bracket, man. This is tougher than the real March Madness. This ain't March Madness. This is March Insanity.
This is Mac Madness. Well, here's another tough one coming up. We got Julianne Hough against Hillary, old school Hillary Duff. Who you got? I got to go with Julianne
Duff. I would go with Julianne also.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I love Hillary Duff, you know, what was the show that we always talk about back in the day when we were in Brooklyn College watching her?
Are you talking about, what was that show again?
What was it? I forgot. Lizzie McGuire. You know, that was a show that we talked about how cute she was, you know.
Oh, what?
What?
What the hell happened?
Huh?
Oh, Oh, my phone. I thought my phone came off.
Oh, yeah. I was saying that, you know, Lizzie McGuire, that's where she got her big name. And then, you know, as she got older, you know, she became a pop star. And then, you know, she's not a big name. You know, you don't really hear that much about her anymore. But, I mean, as cute as she was, Hilary Duff, I do have to go with Julianne Hough. I think she's very pretty. I got to agree with you. I got to go with Julianne Hough there.
No doubt.
Okay, next bracket, we got Kaley Cuoco against Sandra Bullock. Who you got?
Tough choices, but I'm gonna take Kaley.
Yeah, I got to go with you.
Oh, I thought you were going to disagree.
I got to go with Kaley Cuoco. Yeah, I think, you know, Sandra Bullock, you know, that's another girl. You know, I thought was very pretty back in the 90s, but Kaley, I would take her over Sandra any day of the week. So, gotta go with her. All right, next bracket, we got Adriana Lima against Tyra Banks.
Wow.
Old school Tyra Banks.
Damn.
Yo, I gotta go with old school Tyra Banks, man. I'm sorry. I gotta. Before she got, before she got crazy, Tyra was. She was one of the hottest models on the planet, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Big
I mean, as much as a fan of I am of Adriana's, but man, yeah, Tyra, man, that's
she was banging back in the day.
Oh man,
yeah,
she hasn't lost it at all nowadays either. But you
know, yeah, exactly.
I'm going old school too.
Okay, Tyra.
Yeah, we're in agreement.
All right, so we agree on that. All right, well, Tyra advances. Okay, next round we got Emma Stone against Nicole Eggert. Who you got?
I'd say Nicole Eggert. She got she always had that appeal ever since Charles in Charge. So I gotta go with that.
Me too. I gotta go with Nicole Eggert. I mean, there's no competition there. That's a blowout.
Yeah.
There's no competition. So Nicole Eggert.
No offense to Emma, but
yeah, I mean, Nicole Eggert's way better. Lively against Carrie Felicity Russell.
Versus?
Yeah, I gotta go with Felicity, man.
Who's the other choice?
Blake Lively.
Oh, versus Felicity?
Yeah, well, Felicity, I mean, I gotta go with Felicity, man. I had a crush on her. There was even this girl, remember, her name was Christina back in Brooklyn College, who looked like her, and a crush on her. Does she look like Felicity? So I gotta go with Kerry Russell on this one.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you on that. Oh.
With the curly hair, you know, she had the long locks. Carrie Russell was a shit back in the day.
You know she was going to be in a potential spinoff with Bud Bundy?
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was an episode. There was an episode that was supposed to lead to the pilot.
Wow.
What's his name? Steve, Marcy's ex-husband, was like the dean of the school, Tremaine.
Wow.
She was in that episode, which was, had the episode been... still been picked up, that would have been the pilot episode. Or
wow.
Back to the pilot episode.
Wow, that's great. Well, she gets picked up on this show any time of the day. Right. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. Taylor Swift against Lucy Lawless. Who you got?
Zena.
Me too, man. Taylor Swift has nothing on Lucy Lawless. I mean, come on.
Oh, man.
Yo, back in the day, I wish Lucy Lawless, I wish she could come to my house and rape me. And yell.
Sacrum.
Like...
Yeah, I'm not sure. Man, you don't have to convince me at all.
All right, we got the next round, next bracket. We got Bar Raffaelli against Suzanne Somers.
Wow. Damn.
That's a tough one, man. But
yeah, it is a tough one. But I might have to go
with Suzanne Somers.
Yeah, I was about to say, I have to go old school because, I mean, come on.
Yeah, she's hot, man.
Step by step, I mean.
Step by step days, even. She was a hot mom. I wish she was my mom.
No, you wouldn't. That would be Jerry Springer, man.
All right, we got... Next bracket, we got Selma Hayek versus Kim Kardashian.
Damn. Oh, fine choices, but, man, I'm going to go with Kim K right there.
I gotta go with Selma on this one, man. I gotta go with Selma, but
yeah, I understand the Wild Wild West and all the, you know, all that. You know, she was the bomb back in the day.
Fine Hispanic, man. Fine Latina, but
yep.
Tiebreaker. Who has more stuff? Kim Kardashian has more stuff. So
you agree with me because of the tiebreaker now?
Yeah. Well, I still would want to go with Selma. I'm sorry. I mean, I love Kim K, but she's been around the block too many times. I would go with Selma, but Kim K, because of tiebreaker, she advances to the next round. Next bracket, we got Halle Berry against Jessica Biel. And this is a no contest right here.
Halle.
Yeah, this is no. Halle Berry wins any day of the week against Jessica Biel. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so Halle advances. Next round, next bracket, we got Penelope Cruz against Nicole Scherzinger. Who you got?
Nicole Scherzinger.
I gotta agree with you. I gotta go with Nicole Scherzinger also. Would want her to. I'd want to lick her pussycat doll. So she advances.
How many more we have?
All right, we got about 12 or 13 or 14 more. And that's we have. I don't know how much time we left because we're in overtime here. So let's
right.
speed it up a little bit.
Sure.
We got Jennifer Love Hewitt and Lisa Guerrero. Who you got?
Wow. I mean, both of her are hot. I guess I gotta go with Jennifer.
I gotta go with Lisa Guerrero, man. I gotta go with Lisa Guerrero, and because of the tiebreaker, Lisa Guerrero's got advance on this one, buddy. You got to, man. Come on, man. We always talked to her about her back in the day, man. How would you be treated like that?
Best dance for sure. I know.
All right, so she advances. Next bracket, we got Gisele Bündchen against Erin Andrews. Who you got?
Wow. Man.
I'm going with Erin Andrews on this one.
I guess I have to agree with that. I mean, it's a tough one, but I'll agree.
Yeah, I mean, Gisele Bündchen has more stuff, but Erin Andrews, man, she's pretty. He's pretty as hell, man. I got, and they're both tall chicks too. But I got to go with Erin Andrews on this one. All right, next bracket we got Pamela Anderson against Eva Mendes. Who you got?
Pam.
Yeah, I got Pamela Anderson also. Baywatch days, big movies. Yeah, that was every teenage boy's dream right there. So Pamela Anderson advances. We got next bracket, Carmen Electra against Olivia Munn.
Wow, I'm a huge Olivia Munn fan, but I gotta pick Carmen.
I agree with you there, man. You better have said that. I mean, Carmen, man.
Yeah,
she was up there with Pamela Anderson in the 90s.
I know, man. You can't, man. You don't even have to. There's no explanation needed, man.
No explanation for that. No explanation.
Let's just move on, man. I mean, we can spend a whole episode on that.
All right. We got next bracket: Angelina Jolie against Maria Menounos.
Who against who?
Maria Menounos from
who?
Access Hollywood.
No, I know who. Versus who, I said.
Angelina Jolie.
Maria.
Go Maria also. I think Angelina Jolie is overrated at times.
Yeah.
You know, so I got to go with my girl Maria. I've always had a crush on her since
yeah.
she was on MTV News. So she advances. We got next bracket, Jennifer Aniston versus Amanda Seyfried.
I mean, Jennifer was the bomb back in the days, but I'm going to take Amanda.
Me too. I got to go with Amanda Seyfried. She's fine right now, man. I'd say she's in the top 25 best-looking female celebrities in Hollywood right now.
At minimum.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as much as I love Jennifer back in the 90s, I got to take Amanda over her any day.
Yep.
All right, so we got Christina Aguilera against Beyonce. Who you got?
Beyonce.
Yeah, I got to go Beyonce also. I got to go Beyonce. I mean, I love her big boobies and I just don't want Jay-Z to shoot me. That's the only thing. Yeah, I gotta go with you on that. Beyonce. So she advances. Rosie Perez versus Hannah Simone. Who you got?
Wow. Back in the days, man, Rosie was fine, but I gotta pick Hannah Simone. That's one of the legit all stars right now.
I love Hannah, man, but yo, I gotta go Rosie, man. I gotta go Rosie Perez. She was freaking fine as hell back in the day.
Yeah. No, I know, believe me, I know.
And you know, unfortunately, Will, because of the tiebreaker, gotta go Rosie because she has more stuff. So gotta put Rosie to the next round here over your girl Anna Simone.
What?
So we got next bracket. We got Christina Milian against Kat Dennings. Who you got?
I pick my girl Milian, but Kat. I mean, Kat is. I mean, she's mad fine. I mean,
I gotta go with you. I gotta agree with you there, Christina Milian. Man, old school Christina Milian. Yeah, I'm even talking about Kim Possible days. That voice, you know. Yeah, I gotta go with her, man.
Yeah, man. True. If we disagree, by the tiebreaker, she would have most likely got knocked out.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a crush on her too, so you know,
yeah.
I gotta. So she moves on. All right, so we got four more girls left in the first round. We got J-Lo against Miranda Kerr. I got to go old school J-Lo, man.
Yeah, me too.
That big booty, Selena days.
Uh-huh.
Got to go with that. No competition with that, man.
Oh, yeah.
And the next bracket here, we got Tiffany Amber Thiessen against Zoe Saldana.
Oh, man.
I gotta go with Kelly Kapowski, man.
Huge Zoe fan, but man, you when you put someone against Kelly Kapowski, man, you know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, and I'm not racist, you know. I'm just telling you like it is. Kelly Kapowski back in the day, there's no beating that, man. Gotta go with that.
No doubt about that.
All right, so we got next bracket: Britney Spears against Minka Kelly. Old school Britney Spears.
And I'd have to go old school. You know, I do like Minka.
Me too, man. I gotta go Britney Spears back in the day, man. Yeah, she was fine, man.
Peter doesn't want to speak to you ever again. Oh well, he's not one of the probably anyway now.
He'll forgive me. But Britney Spears, man, not so innocent days. You remember with the schoolgirl outfit in her video? Oh
yeah,
baby. Yeah, I gotta go Britney Spears, so I'm with you there. All right, so to wrap out the first round, final bracket, we got Christina Aguilera, old school, versus Jessica Alba. Who you got?
Who versus who?
Jessica Alba versus old school Christina Aguilera.
Alba.
I agree. Jessica Alba, definitely. Any day of the week.
Oh, yeah.
All
so
right.
What's the final tally? Who's in the lead?
Well, right now, let me see. Let's see here. One, two, three, four, five, six. Nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. Oh, it's 14th. Right now it's 14 to here. Looks like it's 14th. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 14 of the new school girls. Have won so far, so it's 14. But how many old school girls? Let me see real quickly. It's gonna
you don't
be...
make it in time, it will be to be continued next week. But
yeah, of course, yeah, we're not going to finish it, so we're going to have to finish this next week. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. 10, original. Yeah, it looks like it's 14 to 18 right now. Old school girls are leading. So old school girls are leading. They have a lead right now, 18
to 14 lead.
Yeah, 18 to 14 lead. So it's getting close. So next week we'll finish the rest. You know, we got some big matchups for the next week. We got Katy Perry versus Mila Kunis, Anna Kournikova versus Sarah Michelle, Charlotte Johansson versus Kate Upton, Melissa Joan Hart versus Sofia Vergara, Cameron Diaz versus Julian Huff, Kaylee Cuoco versus Tyra Banks, Nicole Eggert versus Kerry Russell, Lucy Lawless versus Suzanne Somers, Dashian versus Halle Berry, Nicole Scherzinger versus Lisa Guerrero, Erin Andrews versus Pam Anderson, Carmen Electra versus Maria Menounos, Amanda Sufi versus Beyonce, Rosie Perez versus Christina Milian, J-Lo versus Tiffany Amber Thiessen, and Britney Spears versus Jessica Alba. So that should be great next week.
Oh, yeah. And so, like this in old school shows, to be continued.
To be continued, exactly. So stay tuned. We'll finish this this tournament next week. And Will, you have any last thoughts?
Yeah, check out my show Sundays at 6 p.m., Sports Urban Legend, only on Block Talk Radio. And check out the conclusion of the March Madness bracket conclusion next week.
All right, thanks, Will. 7
p.m.
Thank you, Will, for that. So stay tuned next week. We'll be back here at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out Will's show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend.